Living faith brings healing. To talk of religion in a casual way, to pray without soul hunger and living faith, avails nothing. A nominal faith, which accepts Christ merely as the Savior of the world, can never bring healing to the soul. Faith is not mere intellectual assent to truth. It is not enough to believe about Christ, we must believe in Him. Saving faith is a transaction by which those who receive Christ join themselves in covenant relation with God. Genuine faith means an increase of vigor, a confiding trust, by which the soul becomes a conquering power. After healing the woman, Jesus desired her to acknowledge the blessing she had received. The gifts which the gospel offers are not to be enjoyed in secret. Our confession of His faithfulness is heaven's chosen agency for revealing Christ to the world. That which will be most effectual is the testimony of our own experience. C. Acknowledgments of His grace, when supported by a Christ-like life, have irresistible power that works for the salvation of souls. When the 10 lepers came to Jesus for healing, they were cleansed, but only one returned to give Him glory. The others went their way, forgetting Him who had made them whole. How many still do the same thing? The Lord raises up the sick, He delivers men from peril, He commissions angels to save them from calamity, to guard them from pestilence and destruction, yet they are unmindful of His great love. By ingratitude they close their hearts against the grace of God. It is for our own benefit to keep every gift of God fresh in our memory. Thus faith is strengthened. Let us, then, remember the loving kindness of the Lord. And as we review God's dealings with us, let us declare, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me?"